Hi, this is Ivor from the Saints, and you're listening to Melting Pots with Annie from Marseille.
Damn bloody hell! Right. Hello, this is Mel from the Saints. You're listening to Melting Pot with Annie from Marseille. Okay.
Well, hello, this is Chris, and I'm talking to Annie in the heartland of France. And believe it or not, I'm listening to Melting Pot. And I think all of you should do that as well, because it's a fabulous show.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, sound and colors from the planet Marseille. Today, April 12th, we are with the Black Hellos. I recorded live last Sunday in Nice at the Volume. They are touring right now, Spain, then France. You could check their European tour dates on teenageheadmusic.com. I propose to you now an interview I did with Billy Hopeless, the singer. I'm in Nice tonight, Sunday night, 9th April, with
Billy Hopeless. I'm in France.
How are you happy, Billy, here?
Yeah, I'm very happy here. Our shower in the hotel doesn't work, and there's no toilet paper. What else do you want?
Oh, it's a nice hotel. I saw it because I was looking for a room.
Yeah.
It was full. No place for me. Yes, but it was a nice hotel.
Our hotel's very nice. The carpet's got cum stains on it. It's very, very nice. I'm sure many prostitutes have stayed in our hotel, so we're at home.
Well, Billy, I want to know now, you are since how many days in Europe?
3 weeks. 3 weeks so far. I don't know how many days that is. That's 21 days.
Yeah. And now you can explain me.
Okay, well, just give me a beer, anything good.
Now you can explain to me how many countries you visit.
Ah, how many? I don't know. I've been drunk every night.
No.
So, yeah, so I don't really see. Okay,
the name.
Okay, Germany,
yes.
Holland, Norway, Sweden, Austria, Italy, and now France.
Belgium.
My best memory is probably a day off in Vienna, and everywhere we walked, Mozart did something. And I really like Amadeus Mozart. I think he was nuts. So I salute the crazy man, Amadeus Mozart. And everywhere we walked, it was Mozart ate here. Mozart lived here. Mozart died here. Mozart took a shit here. It was pretty amazing. That was a pretty amazing. There's so many great times here. I had a girl take my microphone and put it between her legs, and she inserted the microphone between her legs, and in Germany, and her boyfriend was standing right beside her, and her boyfriend was very mad. That was a pretty good moment. I like that. That was pretty fun.
And how was a girl in Europe?
Girls in Europe are very interesting because everyone thinks that girls are way more liberated and free in Europe, but I don't think so. I think girls are very more closed in Europe. There's a lot of girls that they act like they're crazy and stuff, but they ain't. They're really sort of afraid of sex and sexuality. It's almost like a very sacred, romantic thing. And it's pretty amazing in that way because you always hear, oh, Europe, nude beaches. And then if you're naked in front of them, they're going, oh my God, there's a naked man. What's going on? Oh no, it's a naked man. Cover your eyes. I think it's more closed, I think, in that way. People believe more in like romance and sexuality is on TV, so they don't see it in real life, I think. Girls are more afraid of sex, I think, in Europe.
And you are not a romantic man?
I'm a very romantic man. I'm like Romeo looking for Juliet. I'm a very romantic man, but there's a difference between making love and sex.
Yes.
See, making love is what girls in Europe call fucking. That's what they say. They say, we're making love, and we really are just fucking, I think.
Yes. But you are able to make love.
I don't know. I don't think I'm capable of that. I think I make hate. I think making love, that's too romantic for me. I don't know. I like animals. Animals don't make love. Animals just fuck. I'm more like that. I think animals don't. They're not very passionate creatures, I guess.
Oh, Billy.
I don't got no love songs for you. Nah, I got no love songs.
Yeah, explain me a little the lyrics of your music. The last time we spoke about stupidity most of the time, and we never speak
about
your music.
Idiot savant, that's it. That's what it is. I don't know. I don't know what the songs say. The songs tell me what they say, and I don't really write the songs. The songs write me. The songs write me. I don't write the songs. That's the way it is. I mean, the music plays and I start singing and then I know what the song is. I try not to think. Thinking's terrible. Could you imagine thinking too much? It's terrible. I don't want to think.
I have some title in the head, like Burning Trash.
Yeah.
Can you explain me Burning Trash?
Burning Trash, actually, I figured it out. It comes from, I have a poster of Johnny Thunders. When Johnny Thunders died, there was a concert for him because he couldn't afford a grave. No one could buy Johnny Thunders a grave so he could be buried. And so all the bands in New York put on a concert to get Johnny Thunders a grave. And I thought, how sad is that when you're such a legendary guitar player, but somehow there's not enough money to bury you. That's really sad. And I have the poster on my wall. And I always wonder if when I die, if there'll be anyone will pay for me to have a grave, because I won't have no money by then. So I always wonder about that. Now a friend of mine, Nikki Sudden, died while we were on tour, and this friend of ours, Nikki Sudden, a really good friend of mine, great songwriter, guitar player, songwriter, and he died. And I immediately thought, who's going to bury Nikki Sudden? He doesn't have no money. He's a great musician, but there's no money in good music. Who's going to bury him? I mean, that's terrible, and to not be able to be buried is a terrible thing, I think. So that's what that song's about. The idea that some people don't have money to get buried. That sucks. It's a really hard thing. I hope somebody will pay to have me buried when I'm dead. I don't want to just rot in the floor on the street.
I try to make a call of Melting Pot when it happens.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, yeah. It was very sad. I cried. I cried when Nikki Sudden died. I cried on stage. We sang Burning Trash, and I dedicated it to him. I dedicated the song to him, and I cried on stage. It was very sad. I was very sad that night when I found out. We were in Germany, and he was in New York, and he lives in Berlin. So it's so weird that he would be in New York when we're in his hometown, and he dies. It's very sad. If he was in Berlin, I would have been able to see him before he died.
This sounds for Nikki Sudden. Do not forget the ones you call. Keep them right here. Yeah.
And can you tell me a little about a third world USA?
Yeah, that's basically in the U.S. I think it's the only political song I've ever written. And in the U.S. is always going out and trying to save everybody. And, oh, let's go to Iraq. We got to save the people in Iraq. It's the third world. But you go to Detroit City, and you see places like Detroit in the U.S., and it's just as bad as anywhere in the third world. And you wonder why they don't try to save those people. Why don't they make it better for them? Why do they go out and wage a war on another country and say that they're out to save someone when they could be trying to save their own country? There's a lot of poor people in the USA and a lot of shitty places that people have to live. And I think if you're going to save someone, start with your home. Start where you are. Don't go and start a war over the idea we're going to save these poor heathens. Nah, they're not heathens. They're just normal people like everyone else. If you want to save them, don't save them with a gun. A gun doesn't save anyone. A gun just destroys. Bombs don't save places. Build. Go there and build. Give them food and give them water. Don't send over an army. You don't need to send an army to help people. So that's what that's about.
Yeah, it was the first time I saw USA and third world, and it's what I think too, because yeah. I saw the first pictures in my life with a Moore.
Yeah.
And it was in Chicago. Yeah, and I can believe it was the USA, yes.
Yeah, it's crazy when you see that. And it's weird. They really are. Like, Detroit City is one of the worst places on the planet. I don't know why anyone would live in Detroit. And you see it, and you see how many homeless people and poor people there are, and you go, why don't they help those people? They're poor. They're starving. Help them. Don't go fly across with an army. Stupid.
I want to ask you, is really different Vancouver as the United States?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Canadians are a bit more easygoing, I think. And, yeah, it is different. Like, some parts of the United States, like Seattle, because it's close, is kind of the same. But it's different because there's less. We don't go to war very often. And when we do, it's usually after the Americans have gone. And then we go in to patch it up and clean up. And we don't, like, put our flags everywhere. But the same thing. There's a lot of great people in America, like Adam Bekvar.
Yeah.
Same thing. You can't blame a country.
You
can't blame a country on a leader. Because that's like going to McDonald's and blaming Ronald McDonald because your burger sucks. It's just a clown. He's just a clown.
Are you born in Vancouver?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm born in Vancouver. Yeah, you ask him.
Okay.
This is a good one.
All right.
Say hello for Melting Pod.
Hello, Melting Pod. This is Adam Bekvar. And I'm glad to be in France, where I had the best dinner of my life.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, but there's no toilet paper, and the carpet's got stains.
Who needs toilet paper when you want to keep a meal like that to yourself forever?
Yeah, I had Chinese food.
The whole world's a toilet roll.
All you need is a toilet paper roll.
And do you come with me to take a bath after the concert?
You don't want to let me in your bath. Oh, that thing will turn black. You don't want to let me in there. I haven't bathed in like 4 days. I'm like a true European now. I'm living in La Vida low cash.
A bath in the sea.
A bath in the sea? No, I know what people do in there. There's all those French whitefish swimming around. I'm not going in there. Yeah, just like Coney.
Where was my paper of the news?
Skinny dipping? No, that's too cold for skinny dipping, doll. Get shrinkage.
Yeah.
Hey, Mayor. I'm drinking Pelfort Blonde. See, I like blondes.
You do not.
I know. I'm a dark-haired war guy. I can't help it. I'm a liar. I like the raven-haired goddesses.
Really? It's the first time in France for you tonight?
Yes, it is. The first time ever in France.
Well, are you ready tonight for a concert where you become neck because I spoke on Melting Pod to every girl
They forbid me to get naked. They forbid me. the band won't let me do it anymore because in Norway and Sweden, which are supposedly the sex capitals of the world, people complained about my nudity. So now we're on a no nudity policy, especially because Mary's here. My good friend Mary's here. And Mary, if she sees me naked, she'll never want another man in her life. And it could really get to ruin a whole beautiful relationship. So I don't really want to come between that. Because the majesticness of my body, it's like Michelangelo's David, you know? The hands are big, and when the hands are big, you know what else is big? The feet. That's right, the feet. Why is it that Michelangelo's David has a small penis? If you're going to make a sculpture, if you're going to make a sculpture of, like, some great piece of art, all the great art, like, whenever you see, like, a statue of a god, any god, their penis is always small. I mean, a fig leaf can cover them. That's ridiculous. If I was going to make a statue of a god, I'd make my god have a big penis.
Billy, you spoke with me about a contest, a penis contest.
Yeah.
Do you remember? You say you measure the penis of Adam with your mouth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to stop doing that, though, because we never play when that happens. It just ends up with oral sex all night long. I mean, Adam's my lover, and it's a great thing to have.
The last time I didn't dare to do that on my podcast, the monsieur with your mouth. I have the idea to build now a new website. Yeah. Melting sex. Only for my woman show, because I have a big collection
of
men who answered to about their penis size. Yeah.
Just like I said before, any man that says he's got a big penis has a small penis. So mine is very small.
It was, say, Best Bistrap, the Angels drummers. He said, I can tell you a big lie.
Yeah.
Every man lies about their penis size.
Yeah, mine's very small. All men are liars about their penis size. Mine's so small. For this podcast you should listen to. It's called Melting Pod with Annie. And Annie asked me, she said, what's it like in the USA? Is it as bad as Michael Moore makes it look? And I said, you can't blame the USA. You can't blame the people in the USA because they got an asshole leading them. That's like if you go to McDonald's and you say, hey, Ronald McDonald, my hamburger sucks. He's just a clown in charge. Don't blame the people. Blame the fucking clown. Let's go buy this! That's a war.
Yeah. That song's a golden oldie. Going way back to that forgotten retro era we called the 80s. It's so long ago. Those vintage 80s. 3-5-0-1-2-4-2!
Little song against. Yeah. What about Broken?
Broken, I think, came because last year when we were on tour, I wrecked my back. I had an abscess form on my spine. So I was in the hospital for months, 2 months in the hospital, getting better. And the song was written way before that happened, but I think it was like foreshadowing. It was like a psychic vision of what was going to happen. And I wish I'd listened to the lyrics instead of just going and finding out the hard way. It sucked. It's also about love, because you always see people that are in love, and it should not be love that should not be, but they still keep trying to stay together, and I don't believe in that. I think if love is dead, you must just kill it, end it, bury it, get out. And I think a lot of people don't do that. They stay together even though they know it's not good.
And a last one, three Sheets to the Wind.
That is about my drinking habits. That my dad used to say when I was a kid. My dad died, God rest his soul. But my dad used to say to me, I'd come home and he'd go, last night you came home 3 sheets to the wind again. And I was like, what does that mean? And then I asked my dad before he died. My dad said, 3 sheets to the wind means drunk. Very, very, very drunk. It's an old pirate saying, an old sailor saying. It means you came home very drunk. And I was like, ah, so pretty much all when I was growing up, I was very drunk. Yes, that's true. And I still am. We don't care about things. A lot of bands worry about how they're going to play and how they're going to sound. We just get drunk, and it's way easier. Then you don't think and you don't worry.
And maybe you can tell me why you drink every night?
Because I live 3 sheets to the wind, just like that. Because it's good. It's the answer and the cause of all the problems in life. It makes it easy. You don't think. When you drink, you don't think. And I don't want to think, as I said. I'd rather just be drunk. It's easier. Life is easier when you're drunk.
When you play every night a rock concert, mm-hmm. and you are on stage, it's a pleasure. And I think... Think become easier during the concert, no?
Yeah.
Without drink?
No, it's easier when you're drunk. It's easier. It's like voodoo. You let go. It's like the shaman. You let go. You have ancient witch doctors and shamans used to take medicine men. They take drugs to loosen up and to let go so the spirits could take over. And I drink spirits. So then voodoo takes over.
And Studio Suffering.
Studio Suffering, I don't know. That's a weird one. It's about television. Everyone loves to watch people suffer on television. They have reality TV shows and they send out a bunch of people to an island and go, Survivor, let's watch these people try and survive. Oh, look, Fear Factor. Look, they're eating bugs, and everyone loves to watch it. That's what that's about. Everyone loves to watch people suffer. It's a fact. Everyone loves a tragedy. That's why people love our band. They love the tragedy. We're a big tragedy. A disaster waiting to happen.
And another title, I don't know really, it's just... The Toothless Saloon?
Oh, yeah, last call it the Toothless Saloon.
Yes.
That's about a bar in Canada that we played at, and it was the worst night ever, the worst show. The crowd hated us, and I think everyone in the band wanted to quit after the show, and I was ready to quit being in the band because I was like, fuck, everyone's pissed off. I hate this. And then I was like, nah, you know what? I'm not going to let these people win. These people suck. This crowd sucks. Fuck them. And we went to war against the bar. We waged a war against the bar, and So that's what that's about.
And why toothless?
Toothless because if you kick someone's head, their teeth are gone.
But I read it was your third album, this last
one. Yeah.
And before the Black Halos, where did you play? Which band?
I was always like Black Halos for 14 years now. I've been in this band for 14 years. I'm the oldest member of this band. One of the first members. I started this band with a guy named Rich Jones 14 years ago. And we're called Black Market Babies. But then we changed the name to Black Halos. And yeah, and before that I was in a speed metal band for a while. And then a psychedelic garage band for a while. Lots of bands, but nothing really important. Black Halos is it. That's the band.
But you didn't release any album at the beginning.
Yeah, no, we released just singles, some 7-inches, 45s, and then two albums before this one. So yeah, no, we just singles and compilation tracks.
I saw you play with a lot of band, or in the compilation you didn't meet the other band, because I saw the Street Walking Cheetahs.
Yeah.
My family.
Yeah, I know them. I know the Cheetahs. Yeah, Frank Meyer. Yeah, those guys. We played with a lot of bands. We played with so many bands, it's ridiculous now. I can't even remember sometimes who we played with. And then someone will go, oh, remember we played with them? And I'll go, wow, they're big rock stars now, and we're still the Black Halos. How would that happen? It's so funny. A lot of bands. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, you can say hello for Melting Pot.
Hi, Melting Pot. It's Dennis from the Black Halos.
Yeah.
Trying to get a cola.
A cola.
Are we on now?
Yeah, I think I can thank you, Billy.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Très bien.
The song you heard come from their last album, Alive Without Control. You can check their link to buy it on my website www.meltingpod.com. I'm waiting for your comments, and the musician too, because they read my website. I hope you will like the Black Halos and have the luck to see them live like me.
We'll be right back.
pants down, and you're all gonna be blinded by the light. Start calling out songs, babies. It's your fault. You wanna see my penis? I don't think so. They wanna see my penis. They want to see male genitalia. Canadian male genitalia. What's with these crazy sexual French people? They want to see my penis. I told you the French were all obsessed with sex and my Canadian penis, but Adam said no. They don't want to see that. This is called Exit Stage Fright. It goes out to all the great penises in modern art. There's so few of us left. Somebody chisels away at a stone, tries to get the rock hard. Yeah.
Hi, this is Billy Hopeless. You're listening to podcast Melting Pod Rock and Roll. Get it on.
You forget for the Black Halos.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hi, this is Billy Hopeless from the Black Halos. I'm in France, and you're listening to Melting Pod podcast. Love it. Je suis un idiot.
Et tu rajoutes avec Annie de Marseille.
A what?
With Annie from Marseille.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Billy Hopeless of the Black Halos. I'm in France. You're listening to...
Je savais.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, this is Billy Hopeless of the Black Halos. I'm in France. You're listening to Annie from Marseille's Melting Pot Podcast. Je suis amour.
I am love.
Au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pod.
If you're really punk, loud music, everyone listens to that. I like real quiet. I'm such an anarchist.
This is Lust Killer Adam Beckvar from the Black Halos, and you're listening to Annie on the Melting Pod. Go for it.
Good. Thank you.